Mishnun Hey Sif Aleph, the last Birlocha on the Sif is starts on page Rei Zion. Tzichim Arba Yachad. So the Ramah said, in a case where these two boats belong to two individuals, we requires that the two of them make a Ruvich Hatzeris. If they belong to one person, obviously not, but they belong to two different people, so it's two different Rishuyas Yachad, and you're going to need to do Ruvich Hatzeris. The Bir Halacha brings in the Magen Avraham that there's an opinion before which we they're not necessarily hold of that heter. The case where you want to be machlif from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid through a Makam Patur, so which is what you're doing over here. You're taking from one Rishus HaYachid shift number one to another Rishus HaYachid, shift number two, so that the Isser is the Rabbanon, through a Makam Patur. So Magen Avraham said, according to that opinion, it's Mutter. The Shabur does not like that. First of all, this opinion is, first of all, so the Maisei and Mishnah Mechal said, Chara, the Rabbi Me'achronim Sabredein Mutter Afla Deyazu Ella B'Shanach Be'emsa. The Heter allows when he took it from one Rishus, one scenario of an Isser Drabonin Rishus, he did Hanacha in the Makam Patur, and then he took it from that, then he did Akira, and he went to the second Rishus. But over here, it went straight from one Rishus, one ship to the other, through the Aver of the Makam Patur, but it was not Nach in that Aver. We were talking about a case where it did not pause and rest in between. He disagrees with the whole assumption. And he says that this is not true. So this scenario over there, which you're dealing with an Isser, which the Isser is built on the Isser of Hutzah. So we say, you know what? It goes from a Carmelist to another type of Carmelist, let's say, or it goes from a Carmelist to a Shesayachid, so it's an Isser Rabbanon through a Makam Patur. Okay, there's a sheet that was in the Mako. Over here, the Isser is because of Ruach Hatzeris. So you have two rishuyos yachid immediately adjacent one to the other. So there's no hitzah over there. That's not the issue of hitzah, because it's mamash going directly from one rishuyos yachid to the other. Because I'll ask you that because they required the ruvich hatzeris. So the fact that you added a makam patur in the middle does not make it more mutter. Right? That the makam patur means that it functions like as if it's a cipher, as if it's nothing. Okay. So now it's rishuyos yachid, which is awesome. Without a ruvich hatzeris, cipher means a zero. Another way to say zero. Okay. Sif Beis. Basically, say Shal Penei Hamayim. So now we're changing the scenario, not from drawing water from the Carmelis, from the Yam into the house, but rather pouring something out from the house, from this platform, into the water. So the case was the basic Kisi was extending out from the house over the water. So Mutayere Mechitza Tluya. So it's going to be Mutter when we the same type of idea. We make this Mechitza, which is, even though it doesn't reach the water, it's suspended in the air, but it's 10 Tvachim high. So that's Materit. Obavashate Asuya Lahatir. The mechitzas that you made on top of the platform, which you're putting there to enclose it to give a person privacy, is not going to be matarit. Like we said before, you need some type of a hecker. So over here, the hecker is by the fact that you're making mechitzas below the platform, which that obviously is only there for the purpose of enclosing it for Hilchos Shabbos, whereas the mechitzas, which are lamala, are clearly made not to, the purpose is just to enclose and give privacy. Okay. The machizah which are made just to give privacy on the basic kise, that doesn't work. Now we must daf a kona. So he put under the hole some type of a board, which is that within three tefachim to the hole, so it's a lava to the hole. So the tzoya goes out of the hole, out through the hole onto this platform. Eventually, it's going to fall off, but that's like Kochel B'Karmelis. We already had the story of Kochel B'Karmelis L'Gozer. Say in Tzorach Machitza, it's the Havalei Kochel B'Karmelis V'Shori. Who did in basic Kisei Osuikat? So if we would have a different version of how it's set up, Shad Soyam and the fellows Alcidia Koso Bahakach Miskagelis and the fellows the Matu B'Karmelis. It first lands on the wall and then it rolls down. That's also called Kochel B'Karmelis. Okay, now in Nishmar Hadaf B'Shavas, in this scenario where he put this board underneath, which was Matarit, and then that board broke off on Shabbos. Now he has a problem. So he can't build mechitzas on Shabbos, can't fix the board on Shabbos, he needs to use the bathroom. Mutter, Mishum got the Gola Kavad Abrihas. So Chazal, in this situation, they remarked that this is Isid Rabbanon, that the Yam is a Karmelis, it's an Isid Rabbanon. So Chazal remarked that there is Isid Rabbanon because of Kavad Abrihas to allow the person to have the ability to relieve himself. It's immediately
Rabbi, forgive me for interrupting. Why is it uncovered of Abrius? Wouldn't it be Sakanas and Nefashos? Isn't trying to hold it in when you need to go, wouldn't that be considered Sakanas Nefashos?
No, he could relieve him. He could do it in a place which is not there, but it would be lacking covered of Abrius. We would ask him to relieve himself in the middle of his house. There's no sakana over there, just it's quite embarrassing. This just covered a breeze over here.
Ah, okay.
So he's going to be matred. So it's a mechitza, so it's 10 tefachim. But it doesn't reach all the way down to the water. So it's matluya in that sense that it is suspended above the water. It has to be the mechitza suya lahatar liponash of b'shabbos. It was put there for this expressive purpose. He doesn't below under the platform. The mashanas is the ma'ala. Let's niyus abida, that which is placed above is to enclose the area for privacy. So the point is this: the daf is within three tefachim to the platform beneath the hole. So it's like
why does it have to be lovered? Isn't it just part of the whole structure? No matter how much the separation is, it's part of the basic kisei. That's the way the basic kisei is built.
Okay, well, you know, give me three more lines, Mr. Burr, and then you'll see if we answered your question. Okay, so why do you need lavud? The v'havi chayr b'shusha yachid, the hukar b'shusha yachid. Since it's close enough, it's considered, the platform is b'shusha yachid, it's largely the b'shusha yachid. Or because the platform is immediately adjacent to the house, so there's access from the house to the platform. So the platform is chayr b'shusha yachid. The daf down below, because it's within a certain distance of the platform, is considered an extension of the platform, and therefore so it goes from where he is, which is on the platform, which is Rishus HaYochid, onto this daf, which is Rishus HaYochid. So that's later on it falls to the Karmelis, that's called Kochel B'Karmelis. But had the daf been further away, we cannot judge it as part of the Rishus HaYochid. So then it's considered like a Karmelis. Then he's directly placing something from the Rishus HaYochid to the Karmelis, which is also to do. This board that he's putting under the platform, the hole of the platform. This goes back to this idea of Kochel B'Karmelis L'Gozru. Irving, did I answer your question?
No.
No, okay.
If you build it further down, it's still part of the structure. That's where he built his base kisei.
That's true, but it's on Rishus HaYochid.
It's part of the whole structure. The whole structure is on Rishus HaYochid, and this thing under it is That's part of the structure.
If it's too far away, it doesn't have. It's not. You're right. If I'm acting as an architect, it's part of the structure. But you're saying halachically, it's far enough that it's considered. There's no direct access one to the other. Elamai for the function of a basic kisei, it's beneficial for the purpose of Shabbos. So, but otherwise, it's not really a functional place. It doesn't really do anything for him. So that's not considered an extension of the Rishus HaYachid. It has no other function other than the amount of the Sisa Darabana. It's not a functional area for him.
It's functional. We don't want the Tzohar to drop directly into the water.
Because of Shabbos.
Yeah.
Saying, but it's not functional. It doesn't add anything to the basic Kisei on a functional level. It adds something because it's Shabbos. But we're not for the Hilvachim. So it's not really a Chari Rishus HaYachid. Everything Chari Rishus HaYachid is something which you use for your purposes to store things, etc. Over here, it's just, I don't need it. We're not for Lach. I wouldn't need it. So it's not really doing anything for me. So if it's within a certain distance, it's considered just the same part of the rest of the area. It's too late to fix it. It's on Shabbos. It broke. So for this Shabbos, we're going till that. Okay. Okay. Gimel. In basic kisei, Berla chutz l'chemes a'ir. So they built a basic kisei, which was. I asked you. Please do not rate during the shift. Can you remember that?
Yeah.
For how long? 5 minutes? For a whole shir? How about tomorrow's shir?
Yes.
And the day after also? The day after is Friday. But next week? Do I have to remind you again? In basic he say Berlin Kutz Khamasir, the Bitsaya no fellas, Bahafirish Saviv here. So he set up this basic kisei that it extends beyond the walls of the city. You have a walled city, it extends beyond the walls of the city. And it's not directly on the ground. And it falls out into a type of a ditch. That area where it's falling into is a large area. It adds up to a shear, which is a carmelus. See, even though it's enclosed, it's large enough that it gets a din of a carmelus. Because it's 10 tefachim deep, so it's equivalent to being enclosed.
Isn't it outside the city?
It's outside the city. The Khafira is 10 tefachim deep.
No,
so it itself, it's like it's enclosed. Okay. So we basically were creating a fairly similar type of scenario as we had before in Zip Bays. Not being over water, it's being over ground. So it doesn't work. The heter of Mechitza Tzliya doesn't work on the ground. It only works over water. But the other solution which we gave, putting a board underneath the hole, so that's mutter. Okay. Now, if the basic hizay is placed in the air higher than 10 tefachim over the ground, so now it's going from the Rishus HaYachid to the Carmelis through the Avraham Makom Patur. Shari B'cholinyan. The Hamoitzim Rishus HaYachid, the Carmelis, there Makom Patur. Finally, Elbasim Hashin Memvav, the Yesh Cholkim. And this is what Mishra mentioned before. There's some of them that disagree.
But I don't know how this works.
That. It's not mutter, and the Gra comes along and says that the shita is b'chal not tenable because even the material only matter because it's not like mishbura bot. So it goes from a. So let's go through the scenarios. Person has a rishus yachid, a makom patur, a rishus rab. He takes something from rishus yachid, puts it in the makom patur, does hanacha there. Then later on he comes and does a kira, takes it to Rishus HaRabim. So Chazal said that's awesome. Why? Because we're afraid he's not going to stop in the middle.
So comes along a sheet and says, you know what, that's only because it's Rosh Hashanah, which is the rice, but it would be Rosh Hashanah Makom Patur. It's a caramelist, and he's Noch in the middle, so he went from Rosh Hashanah to caramelist is us. Rosh Hashanah threw Makom Patur to the caramelist, it also was Rosh Hashanah, and he does Hanacha in the Makom Patur. Then he does Akir of Makom Patur and Hanacha in the caramelist. That's Mutter. Because Batsim, he didn't do anything wrong. Elamai, what does Xera? That he might not stop, but even if he doesn't stop, it's only the Rabbanah. So he didn't make Xera in that situation. But the case where he goes directly from Shasayachid to Carmelist, even though he goes through the air through a Makom Patur, doesn't change anything. That's what the Gros says. So that this whole Shita doesn't exist. But the Mirmoz is bringing the Sutra Shita, who says no, that not only is it Mutter in a case where it's not Noch. I said that wrong. Not only is it mutter when the case where it's noch, but even the case where it's not noch, it's still mutter according to this opinion. And we're matter. And even over there, in the case of noch, it was machlokes. So we're taking it a step weiter. The materium holds that not only is it mutter in a case where it was noch, even in the case where it's not noch, it's also mutter. But somehow you argue on the. Argue. Okay. Some come up with a new svara. If the place where it's going to land, so is there was already tzoya there. So even though it's a caramelist, it's not a caramelist. Why? Shar b'cholinyan. The hot tzoya habi makom patur. Potter, the Lidar Sabir Rab. So there is a swarm before, if you have a place where people will not walk, and it has a clear defined area where people will not walk because of whatever the reason might be. So here is a scenario, even if it's going to be, Mr. Burr's going to say, even if it's less than 3 tefachim high, it's not bottled to the makam of the whole idea, because less than 3 tefachim high, people will continue to walk there. It's not high enough that people will stop walking there. Above 3 tefachim, people are not going to walk there because it's too high. But over here, even if it's less than 3 tefachim, the fact that it's soya means people will not walk around that place. And it's no longer a makam of where the appeal of Rabin. So it gets a bit of a makom patur. So it's not bottled to the rishus. It's a bit of a makom patur according to this opinion. But we had a sheet before which says the whole concept of the makom patur doesn't. This is a caramelist. I'm talking about the rishus and rabbin. So makom patur and a caramelist doesn't exist. We brought before which mishmar pasim was nikra shita. So arguing that the size of makom patur and a caramelist, it doesn't. Is, by definition, it doesn't work. Himashi nisbar liyel b'sim and shimim hey dein makom patur b'rishus hayachid l'kul yama. Now, but we had before that even if you hold that there's makom patur and a caramelist, but not the rishus hayachid, we don't say if there's a small area enclosed in the rishus hayachid. You have your rishus hayachid with the fence around it, and you have a small area which is less than 4x4. Oh, it's a makom patur. No, it's not. It's part of the rishus hayachid. So that everybody holds up. So now the following. Basically, it's Eben Ben Shnei Batim. You have the basic kizay between two houses. Because it's between the two houses, that encloses it and makes it into Rishus HaYachid. So even though this space has the tzoya, which we're arguing makes the makom patur, but not in Rishus HaYachid, so the fact that it's enclosed by the houses on both sides gives it the status of Rishus HaYachid to the point that makom patur can't exist. And therefore, there's no hetter to take something from the Rishus HaYachid to the basic kisei from either side. So now, also the Panasham, Imlo Erva Yachad, So you need to create a valid makom of either we have before the daf or the konot type of mesora, so it's not going directly into the rishus. And you need to make it, if it belongs to multiple people, you need to make a ruba chateris.
So what kind of
tikkun?
Why is there a tikkun?
So if it be a makom patur, if a makom patur would exist, you wouldn't need a ruba chateris to use the makom.
Yeah, I understand why you need a ruba chateris. I don't understand why you need the tikkun.
So the tikkun over here is that it's an either or, I think. If you do a tikkun or making it kocha b'karmel, this type of a swara, so you make the daf underneath, and then so that's not, that's indirect, so that's not also.
This is a makom, this is a yachid, and so it's going into from staying in the yachid.
The Ketar is saying it's just a yachid.
You're going from your house.
Where you're going from, you're going from the basic kisei, which is suspended. He's given a case where it's suspended in the air, which is into the area below.
Okay.
Right? So you can't argue it's makom patur, it doesn't help you. So you're doing the area below is a chatzar of a shutvin, which is also to take from there from the basic kisei to the chatzar shutvin. So what you have to see, either you make a ruba chateris for that area, or you make it like a kocha. So it's a kocha b'karmelis. It's a kocha to the chatzar shenem rebbes. And by the kolim simin shenai and vav sif dalad that kocha b'chatzar shenem rebbes. We had kocha b'karmelis is mutter. But that's, you know, maybe there's a discussion about it. Everybody holds his mutter. Fine. New point. What they would do. Me and Hamashoita Liam. So there was like a raft that would they could lower themselves down from the ship onto this raft. It was this very low boat. The whole Mashoita Ena Gavoya Soro. So if they didn't do a tikkun on the Sfina, what they would do is just they would lower themselves from the boat into this mashaita, this thing which like floats on the water, because it has no height to it, very minimal height. It's not considered distinct from the rest of the caramelists. And so it's being moisted from caramelists to caramelists, which is mutter, as long as you don't go dalaramis. Okay. Chavav, she caramelist. The shlomer shav shachafira umuka sarat tvachim. This area which you dug out is 10 tvachim deep. Kimashi machzekas yesu mebeis asayim. Since the area of the chafira was in a scenario where it holds larger than mebeis asayim, 70 yamas, 70 yamas, 70 and 2/3 yamas. Plus, will hook with the dira. Did karmas allah nimtz shemoyt b'shus yachil the karmas? Says we moyt b'shus yachil the karmas, which is also. So he has to, and we're not going to allow mechitzah tulya in a mutter. Albinu shemechitzah yagiu adakarka. So the enclosure on the basic gizay has to reach all the way down to the ground. But if he places a board underneath the hole, so the tzayah does not go directly to the caramel, as it goes from the platform, which is Rishus HaYachid, onto the staff, and from there, it, later on, it falls to the ground. Or if he arranged it that the walls bend a little bit, so when he relieves himself, it first lands on the wall and then it rolls down. So that's mutter because it's the kachab karmelis legazer. Then he said, if the basic keys is the malam yasura, it could cause a kafira. So it has to reach higher, it has to be placed higher than 10 tefachim from the ground that it's reaching. See, if it's directly over the chafira, even though the ground on the side is higher, but he doesn't have to worry about that. He has to measure from the chafira. The time that Arba Lamalam has served the Karmel is Mokim Paturhu. Nimsa Kishunifna Moitzi Mishasayach, the Karmel is there Mokim Paturhu. See, he's relieving himself, doing an act of transferring something from Rishus HaYachid through a Makom Patur to a Karmelis. Okay. So this Yesharim said it's Mutter. But he said, some said that's Aser. He said, finally, I'll say, Mishimim Bob, the Yesh Chalk. Hanab Asayf Sefalov over there, and the Sefalov brings that they say the Yeshurim Oisrim Lahotzi Mi Rishus HaYachid the Karmel Zafilo Derech Malkam Patur. They answer this scenario. Zakti Mishabur Weinberg Gra Shemarach Bezet V'daitoy. The Gra's opinion is the Af in name of Rishus the Rabbanon Derech Malkam Patur. Even if you would hold like the lenient opinion that transferring, when you're dealing with the Issa Drabbanon, Rishus HaYachid to a Karmelis, which is an Issa Drabbanon, if you hold Makom Patur as Mutter, it's Mutter, Hanu Da'afka B'Danach Be'emsa on Makom Patur, only if it reached the stage of the state of rest in the process. It went from Rishus HaYachid to Makom Patur, and it landed there. It had an anocha. Then there was a new akira from the Makom Patur to the Karmelis. So that's when they're making. Loy but a loy anocha, the case where it just went straight through without resting, without stopping, nobody holds its mutter. Over here it didn't pause in between, didn't land in between. So the Gros says, nobody holds its mutter. Beis Meir also argues against this opinion, which is Makel over here, along the same logic, line of logic as the Gra. So they all find this opinion, which the Ramah is quoting, difficult to understand, that he's being matered in a case where it's not noch, and even the Mekilim are only Mekel in a case where it's noch. Then we said, there's a Yesharim that if it lands, if there's already Tzoya there beforehand, so that gives the status of Makom Patur on the Makom where the Tzoya is, and then he's relieving himself from Rishus HaYachid to a Makom Patur. See, he's directly relieving himself directly onto the Tzoya, which is the Makom Patur. Even though it's going to roll off afterwards, sure. It's probably not a shear to be considered Rishus HaYachid. Or a caramel. V'af the ba'alma caramel in the pocket of shoshu tefachim gaiva bottle lagabi reshoshu aymed by. Height wise, it's not to be tefachim, and normally that's considered just part of the ground. That's why my stomach ain't a gavoya shoshu tefachim. Shani hacha the tzayv shabesa kisei bevare lo darsin le'rabim. People don't walk there. V'alkein ain't a bottle the reshoshu shabetzida rabbi makom patur. So that makes this area a distinct area. So it's not part of the Rishus HaRabim or the Karmelis over here. It comes to Makom Patur. I don't remember the cheshbon over here. The more this idea is found in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos and Dav Zayin bring such an idea that the Malkim Soya you can't say is a place where Robin would walk. The Parashas of the Gemara is much the Maskana is not like that. So I don't know they have the cheshbon out the Gemara. Okay. Then he said, which is between two batim. So, no, I skipped, I'm sorry. Let me give him. Elefima. That which is said before, there's no welcome to turn. Rosh Hashanah, the Kuliyama. So, Kan Maskal and Moa, the Bar Dinach. It's a new case. Others, but the Kisa, Shayach, Makam Achavira, Shatatea, the Shnei Onoshim. The area where it's landing eventually is owned by multiple people, but these people have not been named. They did not make an error. Kamar the Kano Shaykh Hatter Shakasim Mitkila the Tsai Habi Makim Tur. So we'll use the argument that Tsai is Makim Tur. So he's not being mighty into the Chassid Shem Rebbe's because the Tsai is a Makim Tur. We don't say that. Why not?
Why is he meeting in this case? We read it, but it wasn't it. We read it just a continuation of the previous case.
Well, we didn't really. We said it, but now it's a case. So it's a.
The new case starts after this. Basically, so we finish and go to the next new case. This is still the old case, Pashtus.
I'll be back there at some point.
Just like I was saying, you can't rely on being a Makom Patur because it's in a Karmelist, and you never have a Makom Patur in a Karmelist.
Well, there's a dot, I have a dot there. I guess you don't. Fiman Yisbar is the beginning of a new thought. Based on what we said before, Shimon Hey, there's no Makom Patur in Rosh Hashanah Yochid Kuli Yalma. It's basically Kisei, which is between two Batim, which is Rosh Hashanah Yochid, you have a problem. That's all one thought.
But wouldn't this go also on the previous thought as well?
The previous case was a case of a caramelist, Malkum Turin, a caramelist.
Right, and I was saying, but according to the Fimandi Amar, that you don't have a Malkum Turin, a caramelist, state, there falls apart.
Right, he already said that.
There's
not the
first case.
I only know Simcha made the Yesh Chalkum Asir Lehudain.
Right, and that's
period.
That's what was coming to that.
Now, well, the female is probably able to see they ain't welcome to Turbi Rosh Hashanah Yochid L'Chuli Alma. Basic Kisa, every Mishnei Matim is also the
opponent. I'm sorry, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so you have Basic Kisa, which was the Malkum of Kafir belonged to two people. Again, the Basic Kisa is in the air, the Malkum Turbi is down below, it's where it's falling, but it's a Chotzer Rosh Hashanah Merevis. Belongs to two people. Will everybody name? Kamar Kam Lashach Hetter Shakasa Mitkila the Tzoyah Habim Malkum Tur. You can't use the argument Malkum Tur. Tim Shusuyas Batsam Rishus Yachid Heim in Malkum Tur. Rishus Yachid. You can't use the argument Malkum Tur because it doesn't exist in Rishus Yachid. So also the Panos Mishom. Marsha Malkum Marsha Besikise Hayashayach Lechol Echad Levada. So each one had his own private Besikise. So the two houses were adjacent, but each one had a platform sticking out from their house, so they had a platform which is shared, but they had a wall in between. So each one has his own basic kisei. That's part of his Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And now he's being moitzi from his Rosh Hashanah Yochid, which is private, into the kafira, which is public, belongs to multiple people. He's taking from a private area belongs to him privately to an area which is owned by multiple people. That's the dinner of a chetzeris. If the arrangement was that the basic kisei belongs to both of them, so he's starting out in a chotzer. So it's like moving something in a chotzer, which is not a problem. Is that correct? Something
what the rabbis explained
and the rabbis explained. Okay, so in this situation, it's also the panasham, and if they weren't Arab or they didn't make a tikkun. because his brother said, "Hey, the hanu tikin the daf akana, al tikin the mechitzat tuya and a moil halcha ashiredis adamat." So tikin mechitzat tuya, we said, "Well, it doesn't work on the ground. The daf for the kana works." Now, the scenario where they forgot to be married, Shabbat Erevu or Shalahoyalo, after Lasa Tikkun and Hizkur, and he didn't have the option of making this Tikkun. It's Mutter the Gom Kavala Brias, Shetiru, Chomer, Mokam, Shane, Bayisud the Rice. So Chazar Matur, he's turned their bonon for Kavala Brias. Mina Meshat Liyam, Amina Sir Liyam is Osir. But tikkun and iskur is the basis. Loi the hamotzim in a rishus hayachid liyam shu karmelis. V'im yevshel le imnei esesiba elam kenyasa tsracha b'svina mutter the golden kavod of peaks. But the meshaita, because it's less than 10 tefachim high, is not considered a distinct area separate from the karmelis. The meshaita is a karmelis, so karmelis the karmelis, which is mutter. The whole water is not too deep. We said mechitzat tluya works on the ground, not on water. Here you have water and you have ground, but the water is not 10 tefachim deep. So we don't judge it as water, we judge it as ground. So mechitzat tluya doesn't work. Obviously, if it dried up, I'll be shahoyu shom. A mukim masara. There originally was a mukim masara, and you made a mechitza tluya, and now it dries up. So the heter is no longer valid. My mishnah mukim koil sif aleph ubeis is going back on these two sifim before. So there's a heter of mayim. So we're not going to be matter lishbach behem wood in the malos hayde mechitza tluya. You can't pour out. You can't throw in. Either way is a problem. They're considered like ground. The fact that the water is shallow is still mutter, unless in Losh Rabbim Mahalkim Shom Ayadei Hatchak. But if people, there's a path through that this shallow water, people use it as part of a road. So that Hatchaka is Mavata the Shemayim there. But he does agree that it's a machlokes, and therefore there's some material, and you can be some on the mekilim. In the Shartzian, he gives you the cheshbon of the machlokes rishonim, but we'll leave that as Hashem for tomorrow. Tomorrow, regular.